This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. One company finishing 2014 on top, Fuhu. The technology company was Inc. Magazine's fastest growing company of the year. They were also named Forbes Magazine's most promising company in America. Fuhu's signature product is called Nobby. It's basically an Android tablet for kids. The company started in software in 2008. It made the turn to hardware in 2011. Since then, Fuhu has sold around 4 million Nobbies. It's grown in staff from 9 to 300. I met up with Fuhu president Rob Fujiaka and CEO Jim Mitchell at Fuhu's headquarters in El Segundo, California, to ask them about the company's explosive growth.
So what is, do either of you guys know off the top of your head, your current percentage growth as a company? I've seen these astronomical numbers.
I think last year I would estimate it at 158,000% growth.
So what does that mean for
give
a company?
Give or take 100,000.
Give or take 100,000%. When a company is growing that fast, I mean, there've got to be challenges. What's it look like inside when you're growing that quickly?
It's total chaos.
Really?
That's not a good thing to say, Rob.
Look, when a company is growing this fast, you're constantly running, and you're running at full speed.
It's like it is. I know Jim doesn't want me to say this again, but it's total chaos. And I would say this, that we're structured that way. One of the sayings that we have to our managers is that you have to learn how to run in the dark. And so when you look at big corporations, they are really made to have measured growth and to have measured losses. We're not really built that way. We are built as an entrepreneurial organization. That has changed over time as we start to get bigger. But overall, our soul is the heart of an entrepreneur, and that means that our company is made to make mistakes.
So one thing we haven't talked about is where we're sitting, and I wonder if one of you guys can describe this for us. We're in your conference room, but it is not a typical conference room.
Okay, so we're in a conference room. It has a 20-foot by 24-foot table.
So far it sounds pretty boring.
A white table. And I think what you're asking is, in the middle, it's instead of an open space, it's a big ball pit with thousands and thousands of red balls that you might see like if you were at McDonald's or something like that.
Can we get in the ball pit?
You can get in the ball pit, sure.
Will you guys get in with me?
Sure.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I've never done an interview in a ball pit before. Rob, why did you put a ball pit in the middle of your conference room?
You know, I think there's a couple – by the way, it was my son's idea, but really I did it for a couple of reasons. The first was to remind everybody that they're in a company that was made for kids. And the second, symbolically for all of us, was to showcase how each one of these individual balls combined can support and help people.
Why are these balls red?
Red is our color.
And why is red your color?
It's a basic branding fundamental, which is to choose a color that is the polar opposite in spectrum from the rest of the crowd, and the PC business as a whole is blue. And so red was an obvious choice for us from a branding perspective.
You have anything to add to our ball pit conversation?
I think I'm kicking you in the back.
I think you just put these in here so he could throw them at me when he was upset.
That was the other benefit of the ball pit.
And it wouldn't hurt so much.
So, Jim, have you seen a Nobby in the wild? What was it like to see the first time you saw
the
a Nobby
first
in
time,
the wild?
Yes. So the first time I saw a Nobby in the wild was on the Strand. I was walking down the beach with my I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. And there was this kid and his parents, and he was playing on a Nobby Junior. And they were like, "Hey, there's a Nobby. There's," and I went and I introduced myself to him, and they took a picture. We took pictures together. It was an amazing experience. It
what
was
did
fantastic.
It feel like?
Pride.
Really?
Yeah, total pride. It's a great feeling. It's not only a great feeling when you see other people using it. It's also a great feeling to go home and your kids know exactly what you do. You know, I spent 20 years as a partner at Accenture. It's a hard thing to explain what a consultant does to a little kid. Now I can go home and say, "Hey, try this new tablet, try this," right? And, you know, as Rob said earlier, our children are, in many ways, our inspiration to a lot of what we create.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for letting me get in their ball pit.
You're welcome.